Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
That was a point where you could stick a fork in the Patriots yesterday. Ugly, ugly sequence there. Nice breakdown by Archuleta. Again, I thought him and Ditas did a good job calling that awful game. But if you need a little bit more context than what we just gave you right there, after that horrific punt that I just could not wrap my head around, Patriots punting the ball away with 5 minutes left, not even under 5 minutes left on the clock, down two scores. They punted away. And the Raiders pick it up, and they're moving the ball. And then all of a sudden, Janty tries to go up the middle. He gets stuffed. Oh, they weren't moving the ball. There's a penalty, I think. It's the drive started with a penalty. And then they stuffed Janty twice. And then on third and 20, after a false start and two dead runs, Geno rolls out. Dante Thornton Jr., who I think was a fourth-round pick this year. I forget where he went to school, but he's a rookie receiver for the Raiders. Throws a fake on Carlton Davis that I just, you know, I mean, listen, I'm not saying I could go out there and guard him or anything like that, but Carlton Davis, I thought, could probably know that, yeah, it's third and 20. He's probably not going to cut in. You probably shouldn't bite on that on an all-out blitz. Which I didn't love that call either on an all third and 20 on an all out play. How about you just, you know, I know that in a situation like that, you try and hope for a turnover or, you know, something along those lines. And that's why you go for something dramatic like that. But then if you're doing that, you have got to protect the back line. And Davis biting on that fake. Ugh. It's part of the defense you invested in. Now, to be fair, I thought that many of the players that you brought in for this defense played well. I thought Spillane played well. I thought Williams was good in the middle. I thought Landry was good on the edge. You know, you had some improvements there, I'd say. And I don't know exactly if Milton Williams or Barmore, who exactly it was in the middle that was getting all the pressure on the run game, but you saw it right there. I mean, there were a couple of examples right there in that drive where you saw that the run defense was looking stout. Barmore, I think, got in there on that first one. I forget who made the tackle on the loss of the four. I think it was a blitzer, but I forget who it was. And that, to me, is, you know, something. But not enough, considering how much was invested in this defense. And especially when you take into consideration the fact here that the Patriots, while only giving up 20 points to a Raiders team, who I think is not going to be scoring a whole lot more than that over the course of the games they play this year, but you gave up 362 yards passing to Geno Smith, who kind of carved you up last year, too. And Geno Smith, while having this career renaissance that I think is admirable, you know, a guy like that, I just got done talking about all these quarterbacks who flamed out and got misused by their teams or bailed on too quickly by their teams, whatever it is, just mismanaged in general. And the Jets are notorious for that. I mean, they've been doing that for years and years and years. For decades, they've been doing that. Cleveland, too. A lot of teams just have not had that kind of luck. Even locking down a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback over this time. You know, I mean, it's been really, and for the Buffalo Bills, before Josh Allen got there, they had that same kind of problem, too. It is not that easy to do. The teams that end up with those guys make it look easy. And if they have an environment that works for them, they make that look easy for sure. Geno Smith didn't have that in New York with the Jets, but it turns out he can actually play. Turns out Sam Darnold didn't have that in New York with the Jets. Turns out he can actually play. Mark Sanchez couldn't play anywhere. Mark Sanchez was just a whiff. Zach Wilson, same thing. Can't play, stinks. But also, you know, those guys may have been ruined by playing for the Jets, a team that needs you to go out there and win right away, and if you don't, then they're useless to them, and that's how it goes. But as far as the defense is concerned, if you're going to emphasize the defense as much as they did, if you are going to go into free agency and make it almost all about your defense, I need to see Geno Smith struggle a little bit more than he did. I need to see Geno Smith sweat a little bit more than he did out there. I need to see Geno Smith not be able to convert a 3rd and 20, gotta have it, you know, to ice the game. And it was a gotta have it for the Patriots, as in gotta stop them from getting those 20 yards, and they couldn't. That was troubling. Did they stop the run? Sure. Are they better than last year's defense? I have to hope that they are. You can't invest that much money and bring in those kind of players and not get better. I don't buy that. You know, I don't buy it. Christian Gonzalez not being out there, and his status, I think, is going to be a big question mark that is going to follow his team around until he's back and healthy and 100%. And that's not going to change. But even without him, that was your big free agent corner who was supposed to be, you know, him and Gonzalez were supposed to be the lockdown guys there. And everyone else, you just kind of figure it out. But you got your left, you got your right. Whoever's in the inside, well, figure that out. No big deal. They can have help from the linebackers and the safeties. But on the outside, we're good. Carlton Davis got smoked by a rookie. And I can't help but remember that these veterans and guys that got brought in camp kind of got a pass. Carlton Davis was out, you know, jet skiing right before camp started. You know, Morgan Moses, some of the veterans, Landry, I don't know if Landry was one of them, but I know a lot of these guys, you know, they took their time. They took their time getting ready, and they were given a lot more benefit of the doubt than I feel like new guys in the past were given coming in here. And I think the reason for that is twofold. The first part of that reason is because Mike Vrabel really emphasized the idea that not only are we going to get the defense going again, but we are going to flush out all of this Belichick Mayo personnel. We are going to get most of these guys out of here, and we are going to make sure that they're replaced by our guys and guys that we like, and that's how it's going to go. And that was something that they really made a point of doing, to the point where you're scratching your head at some of these. By the way, speaking of guys that got cut and you scratch your head about them, Jabril Peppers tweeted something today. He was like, God, I can't believe the way life goes. Do we know what that was? Did Jabril Peppers sign somewhere? Or was that just vague tweeting? I guess he's just vague tweeting. Or maybe there's something in the works. I don't know. Either way, I can't imagine the guy's going to be out there in the street that long. You know, he's still a productive player. Either way, sloppy, I think, overall is the best way to define what we saw. Offensively, defensively, that was sloppy coverage there from Davis. The sloppy offensive line. Drake May played a sloppy game. Like, it was a sloppy game all around, I'd say. I don't think anybody can really, aside from, you know, maybe one or two players like Booty and a couple other guys, who can really look themselves in the mirror and be like, you know, I did my job. I did my job out there. Do your job, Bills version. I still can't get over that. That's so funny. 617-779-7937. Leland is in Boston. Go ahead, Leland.
Yeah, hi, Christian. If you notice that the Patriots have no playmakers, I'm certain that when Vrabel had the punt, he was hoping that someone on the defense would make a play. And on that 3rd down and 20, he was really let down. Mm-hmm. But had we actually stopped them we would have had a chance at that point to actually come back and possibly win the game.
Leland, where are you from?
I'm from Jamaica Plain.
Born and raised Jamaica Plain?
Boston, yeah.
Wow, okay. I was going to say, the accent, I couldn't tell. Yeah, you know what, Leland, thanks for the call. Call back anytime, and I think you're right. You know, I think you're right about that. Jamaica, he sounded like he was from down south, didn't he? I was picking up like a southern accent there. The worst one I ever had, though, was with Jackson. Jackson, who works here. Jackson on the morning show. Because I used to work with briefly Jackson when I worked at the other station. Jackson worked there and did overnights. And so when I was doing the night show, sometimes I'd say, you know, I'd be leaving as he'd be getting there to do the overnight. And I remember the first time I met him, I thought he was from a different country. Like, I thought he was like an, you know, like he was a foreign, like a student who was here and was into sports and like, you know. And I remember talking to him and, you know, he's got that funny accent. And then I finally was like, so Jackson, where are you from? He's like, Hyde Park. And I was like, what? Where? Hyde Park. Oh, Hyde Park. Yeah, okay. Wait, you're from Hyde Park?
Like, yeah.
I was like, what? Like, I thought he was going to say like Denmark or something. Like, I don't know, it's a place where Scotland, you know, like some country where people look like that and talk like that. And no, he's born and raised in Hyde Park. And if you really listen to him for a long time, like, I didn't hear him talk that much because now he talks all the time. But like back then, he was just a board op. You didn't hear him. And, you know, if you listen to him talk long enough, you can start to pick it up. It's like an old timey kind of Hyde, but one of those old.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Timey Boston accents, not like a Kennedy accent, but like, you know, it's really just a Jackson accent. It's the best way to describe it.
You do a good one.
I mine's okay, but the guy in the morning show who does the Jackson calls, that is tremendous. Oh, every morning I'm driving my son to school, I listen in for those, and if I don't hear one, it like ruins my day. That guy who does the Jackson impression, that's like my favorite part of right now. Currently, every like week I have a new favorite part of that show. Right now it's the Jackson guy. He was singing something this morning that was cracking me up. Oh, I forget, it was like Where Have All the Cowboys Gone, but it was like a Jackson version of it. It was so funny.
And it was about like Costco and BJ's or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, the Costco Cowboys.
He's great. The Jackson guy is great. He also does one of the other impressions on that show, I believe, too.
Oh, really?
I think he's Coco's friend. Like, okay. That guy is also the Jackson guy.
Got it.
So he's well versed.
Yeah. And I'm glad, by the way, that there are people contributing impressions and stuff like that. Because back in the day on the Weiner line with the Ordway, you kids, you don't know about the big show. And
I'm
Ordway.
22.
I know. So when I was 22, the big show, Glenn Ordway and the big show with him and Pete the Meat and the rotating cast of people. We're doing a little WEEI history here tonight. They would, it was those two. It was Glenn and Pete. And they would have rotating third and fourth chairs that would come in. And that launched a lot of careers in town. It launched, you know, almost everybody at 98.5. It was just all these people, you know, who would come in and do it. Reporters at the time and, you know, the TV personalities and stuff like that. They would all come in at various points. And it was like something new every day. And Glenn, when he did it, he had this thing called the Weiner Line, which would come on at the end of the show. And for the last 10, 15 minutes of the show, people would call in all day long and leave voicemails. and they would do impressions, and they would tell jokes, and they would do all these different things, and they were really, really funny. And there was this one guy named Greg Murphy who was so funny. He would do impressions of the crowd. I mean, he would do all sorts of stuff. Ended up having a career in stand-up comedy. Still doing it today, I believe. And I know he probably doesn't like me, but I remember that guy being just every single time the Weiner line would come on, if Murphy had like a wine, it was you'd glued to the radio. It was always funny. Always. Every single time. I met him once, and he was cracking me up the entire time. And I don't know what he's up to these days, but yeah, it's cool that that sort of thing is like back at the station. Because I remember back when I was your age, Tom, that was like a huge part of like this whole thing here. And the Weiner line was just the best. And that was, you know, that was back in the day. This is a long time ago now that these, I feel like this weird link to the past right now, you know, like a lot of people listening are like, yeah, the Big Show, Ordway, of course. But like, you gotta keep people up to speed on these things. You know, you gotta keep the youth informed. Otherwise they'll never know. 617-779-7937. If Greg Murphy's listening right now, if anybody knows Greg Murphy, tell him I'm talking about him. Have him call in. Or ask him if he'd like to call in. The number 617-779-7937. I love to talk to him. That guy's hilarious. I think he's hilarious. But he's no he's no Jackson guy in the morning. Wouldn't it be funny if after all these years Murphy doing that? Like Murphy just pops back up and he's like leaving all those messages. I feel like when I do my impression of Jackson, like it sounds like I'm making fun of him, but I'm not. That is what he sounds like, right?
It is absolutely what he sounds like.
You know, that is how he talks. And I love Jack. I think Jackson's hilarious.
He is one of one for sure.
He is. Like, there's nobody like him. You know, like, he's yeah.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. When he told me the story about how he was going to the hospital, like, he had, like, a family member in the hospital, so he parked, like, really far away from the hospital and then walked along the river to get to the hospital, and he stopped to take a leak, and he fell in the river. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. Like the way he tells a story is just great too.
My favorite is the baseball through the windshield of his car because
that one.
So he was driving past like a baseball field in Hyde Park, and I would drive by it every single day coming to work from Curry when I was still at school there.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I would see it every day, and every time I drove by, I'd think of, you know, I can see how Jackson, because Kerbs gives him a lot of grief about that, because he's like, there's no way it happened. But the way the ballpark is set up with the streets, it is possible if a foul ball goes very far left to hit a car windshield. And his story is he was thinking about it happening, and then the next thing you know, there's a baseball on his...
He manifested it.
Literally manifested it. It's the greatest story.
I always worry about that when I drive by like a golf course. Like some a-hole who sucks like I do is going to like shank one right
into
the street.
My older brother Owen has done that.
Yeah.
Lady called the cops on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Called the cops?
Yep.
Well, you think he did it on purpose?
No, he sucks.
Imagine if you could like hit a moving car on purpose. Like, yeah, I'm going to get that guy. Boom. You'd be the greatest player in the world. You'd be better than Tiger Woods if you could do that.
It was on the Cape, too, so it was some super uptight, like rich, wealthy, stuck-up lady who was like, I'm not paying for this windshield.
Mm. Well, call 1-800-54-GIANT since we're getting nostalgic here. 617-77. Who do you call when Thomas's brother hits your windshield with a golf ball? Call Giant Glass. That's too wordy for that jingle, I think. That's also another famous jingle from back in the day. 617-779-7937. We took a big left here in this segment. I can only bitch about the Patriots so much. You know, I can really only get to so many complaints and things that I have after one game. I've given you the few positives. I've given you all the negatives. We'll continue with our Patriots conversation. However, we are going to take a bit of a break from that and from WEEI history when we get into our New England Nightly News, which is coming up and is all about Rhode Island today. Rhode Island very much in the news. So if you're down there in Rhode Island, make sure you tune in. I got some news about things happening in your state that you're going to want to hear about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.